And we're back, guys. We are live from
Geek Girl Con. Yeah. Geek Girl Con, and in the Emerald City.
In the Emerald City.
Seattle.
Yes.
This is Geek Girl Con 2018.
Yes. This is the, like, ninth?
Ninth, I think so.
Yeah.
So this is amazing. So, for those of you that don't know, in the city of Seattle every year, about in October, there's a convention called Geek Girl Con. And it takes up a portion of the convention center. It's a smaller con than the Emerald City Comic Con. But you know what? So far, in my experience, it's been a little more polite.
It has been.
It's been, I can actually walk through without, like, it's a Saturday and I don't feel like claustrophobia.
I'm not getting an anxiety attack from all these people pushing me. And
right. But and a lot of people pushing him.
Yeah.
Because he's black still.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe girls, but he's black. So they're like, get the fuck out of my way.
It's actually been pretty cool so far. So we've done three of the four levels.
Yes.
And one of them was a video game level.
We tried, I played the old Nintendo.
Yes.
As if I don't own it at home. Like, right. I have the same console, but it was like, oh, it's here.
But it's fascinating, right? Because it's like, when it's at home, you're like, I can play it anytime. But when you're here.
But what's also funny is, like, when I'm here, I have the opportunity to have someone next to me just tell me how I'm doing it wrong.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, okay, here's the thing. You don't have to mansplain to us how to play the game.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, no, I know. I'm just enjoying it. Oh, no, you gotta hit him in the gut.
Yeah, you gotta, like, wait till the
no,
move.
No, I don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying relearning and discovering this game.
Exactly.
You don't have to tell me.
It was intense. He really wanted to be playing
he
it.
He really did.
Yeah, and, but he had the same console, I think, on his side, didn't he?
Or
did he have Super Nintendo?
He might have had Super.
Oh, okay. But they have Super Punch Out on that side.
I will say, you know, nobody can mansplain like a nerd.
Yeah.
Like, nerds do mansplain a lot. Like,
and I know, show you how to
play. I mean, hey, and I'm not saying I don't mansplain. I definitely do, but I do it to other guys as well.
How have we coined a new phrase, nerdsplaining?
Nerdsplain. Yeah, nerdsplain.
He nerdsplained the shit out of that.
I got white-splained the other day.
Did you?
Yeah, somebody was explaining to me, this white girl kept explaining to me what it's like being black. And I was, there was a point that I hit, I'm like, I'm just wondering if she doesn't know I'm black.
Probably not. She might think you're Puerto Rican.
But I met her. She seemed, I don't know.
Seemed nice.
I was just like, she's telling me what racism has always been here. Oh, yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember being called that.
So
anyway, yeah.
It was actually fascinating, for those of you who don't know. It's not Mike Tyson's Punch-Out on Nintendo anymore. They removed Mike Tyson.
Yeah. No, there's black fighters in there. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And the coach. The coach's
black.
Coach
still black?
The coach is black.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was black. Was he black?
Yeah, he was.
Was he?
Yeah, he's not Indian.
Ooh, or is this a Mandela effect?
Ooh. He's always been black.
Was he?
Yeah, he was always black. Yeah, yeah. He was riding the bike chasing Little Mac.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. But
yeah, it's just called Punch-Out now.
It's called Punch-Out, and Ivan Drago is the new Mike Tyson.
Is he not Ivan Drago?
It's not Ivan Drago, okay, but it looks like Ivan, you know.
I'm fascinated by that. Like, if I want to know if it's because, is it just because he's a rapist?
I think that they just lost licensing.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I'm curious. We need to find Nintendo and find out if
what actually happened.
Well, yeah. Did you guys lose the license? I don't see it.
But I can actually see them being like,
maybe we should take him out.
Yeah.
Because if you had left him in, somebody would have brought it up.
Totally. Like,
but I don't think anyone's brought up that he got removed.
Yeah.
Did
I mean,
did you notice it before?
I knew that like a few months ago.
Okay.
But it was because I remember like going on YouTube and checking it out. But also, I don't know if they have Kobe Bryant on any games anymore. So,
really?
Well, I mean, like, there was an N64
game. Well, he was alleged, right?
Yeah, alleged. But so was Mike, wasn't he?
No,
was
he's convicted. He went to jail.
Oh.
That's why he's crazy.
But did you ever see that Robert Gibbons interview? Anyways, we'll visit it another day.
He's guilty.
Yeah, I don't know.
OJ's innocent. That's
yes,
what we know.
Yes, that's a definite,
that's
for sure.
Humor right there.
So.
But
yes, we're here, and we're live, and...
Yeah, we're here on the fourth floor right now. We've got a little corner that nobody's at. We're going to start this off at. We've been, you know, watching people, getting pictures taken.
I'm not going to lie. I'm a little afraid to just interview people. I don't want to get...
Are you?
I don't know why. I'm a little antsy. So.
More than the regular one?
Yeah, I feel like Comic-Con.
We are.
Yeah, we are a podcast.
You mind if you give me the podcast name?
Yeah,
we're
totally.
Black and a Half.
Black and a Half.
He's the black.
Yep, and he's the half. What's your name?
Josh.
Josh, thanks for being with us today.
Is this your first Geek Girl Con?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's awesome. Have you been to other conventions?
No, this is my first one.
Oh, nice. Oh, cool. So okay. It's like this is your starter pack.
Yeah.
Love it.
Okay. And I really like it so far. It's really fun.
Okay. So today, with a little bit of the Harry Potter going on.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Which is great. A lot of times people, the first time they come to a convention, they don't dress up.
Yeah.
So it's nice that you delved right into it. Well,
definitely.
It's sort of like, you gotta like, is that your jacket?
Yeah, it's just, a little cape.
Do you have a full uniform?
No, not really.
You know, we're all about Gryffindor, so, you know, that's how,
that's
how we roll.
Slytherin over there.
Slytherin, you know, I guess.
Hey, don't.
That's how you roll.
This is Geek Girl Con. You can't insult the girl.
Yeah, that's true. Very true.
I mean, maybe. Hey, Halloween's coming up. Do you have a? Are you dressing up for Halloween?
Yeah.
So are these the outfits?
No, not the outfits. I have a Cheshire Cat onesie that I'm wearing.
Very cool.
So it's got the hood is like basically the face of the Cheshire Cat.
Nice.
And it's got that long tail, which is really big.
So okay. All right. And then how are we feeling about the latest Harry Potter movie that's about to come out? It's not really Harry, but it's it's more.
It's basically based on way before
Right.
When Harry and Ron and Hermione come up.
Get the mic closer.
I'm actually really excited because I saw the first movie.
Okay.
And I'm really excited to see.
Okay, so you liked the first movie.
It was really awesome. I really loved the kind of the Fantastic Beasts.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Remember the scene where he was dancing with the, what was he trying to do? He was trying to lure in one of the creatures back. That was a little weird for me, but I mean, it worked. Other than that, I thought the movie was great. Found out Johnny Depp was a bad guy. So did you see the movie?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Well, spoilers. Everybody.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, spoiler alert for anybody who hasn't seen the movie. I mean, it's been
3 years. I don't know. Whatever. Spoilers. Come on.
Cool. So is this your first Geek Girl Con?
It isn't. I actually came last year.
Awesome. Okay.
And I dressed up as kind of an Alice in Wonderland kind of thing.
Very nice.
So I had a long blue dress with a white apron.
Very cool.
This isn't my first time.
Okay, not your first rodeo. Very cool. So did you bring him just to...
I didn't.
Okay.
Yeah, I did. I brought him this time.
Okay. Awesome.
Okay, well, I gotta ask, why Slytherin? Why Slytherin?
Why Slytherin? Draco Malfoy.
Okay, so you're a big Malfoy fan.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you watch Flash at all?
I don't.
Oh, okay. Well, Malfoy was in, Flash.
The actor.
The actor.
I'll say, I still feel that the missed opportunity in Harry Potter was, I wanted him to be the one to stop Voldemort. Or save Harry Potter at the very end. A legit save his life. Not just to not say anything because he's downstairs.
Okay.
I felt I wanted to see that redemption in him, not just I didn't try to kill you at the end, so now everything's okay. I want him to legit, be, a hero of
okay.
it all.
Uh-huh.
I was going to say, that's...
Yeah.
It would have been awesome if he hadn't, walked over when, his parents called him, when they're like,
oh,
come on, Draco.
Yeah, good call.
I think that would really make a difference.
I think what we've learned is that J.K. Rowling just was not as good as we all think.
Ooh,
because
I beg to differ.
I mean, she missed out
she's
on that
amazing.
Opportunity.
She's
she should have talked to me.
She's an amazing
really,
human
Really, before...
I disagree.
She is amazing.
Well, guys, thank you.
Thank you so much
for stopping by.
So, did you find it, Black and a Half?
No, what?
Black and
yeah,
a half.
A half. Yeah,
yeah.
Search it up on YouTube.
Or blackandhalf.com.
Oh, yeah. So,
okay.
we're on
iTunes.
I mean, and Facebook. But you guys are probably too cool for Facebook. We get it.
No, I got Facebook.
Okay. Instagram.
Go to blackandahalf.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
don't we got the URL, so we're the real one.
The real ones. There's somebody
real.
Who tried to steal our name, but you
well,
know,
hey, okay. Right, we're not right, talking
right.
about lawsuits
go
going on. Right. Theft is such a harsh word, right?
Yes, very true.
Right?
I found it. Thank you.
Awesome.
Have a nice day.
You too, guys.
All right, so hey, we got someone just came up to
yeah.
us. Hope that eases you, that we do attract the children. We got is that Mary Marvel? No, I don't know. Trying to get a costume?
Yeah.
So Mary Marvel? What's the costume? Miss Marvel?
Miss Marvel, there you go.
Wait, isn't that her name, Mary? Is that not?
Oh, that's right. See, this guy.
Who's Mary? Okay.
I don't know anything.
Well, thank you.
So.
Good costume. Good costume. Really?
Yeah, well,
isn't
I mean.
Isn't there a Mary Marvel somewhere?
I don't know. I think.
I swore I remember the name Mary Marvel.
We'll definitely have to Google that.
Okay,
and check.
I will be Googling. Usually
yes.
we have a pull out her phone. But so, here we are. We're in the artist section right now, walking around, checking artists out. We got
yes.
a fine little. Got hello. How
hey,
you doing,
guys?
Great, thanks. How are you?
Good. Doing well. The podcast Black and a Half.
Awesome.
We're here recording. It's our first Geek Girl Con.
Awesome. Very. I like it.
It's amazing. It really is.
I love this place.
Yeah. We didn't know. You know. I mean.
Are you here every year?
This is my second year.
Second year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sweet. Are you local?
Yeah, we're down in Tacoma.
Okay. Oh, sweet.
And I'm Saya the Chubsy Dragon.
Oh, awesome.
And you're the maker of these.
Yes.
Okay, Chubsy Dragon creations. Chubsy Dragon creations. So are they all, what are they made out of?
Everything's made out of ceramic, polymer clay, or needle-felted wool.
Okay.
I was in the middle of a migraine. It took me about an hour. But it was, I'm blind. I have to make something still.
Also amazing.
Thank you. Golly.
So cool. So
how long have you been into this?
I've been officially a vendor at conventions for, oh wow, this is my 2 years now.
Oh, congrats.
Yeah.
So wow. Cool.
That's great.
So for like our listeners, if they want to go online, can they purchase things online?
Oh, yeah, definitely. If you want to find me, I'm at www.chubsydragon.com. You can also find me on Instagram or Facebook at Chubsy Dragon.
Awesome. You guys definitely need to check this out. This stuff is amazing.
Thank you.
And so how did... You go to a lot of conventions then?
Yes.
So what is there anything special about Geek Girl Con over the others? What is it for you?
Geek Girl Con is one of the most welcoming, just intersectional, beautiful places. Like you can, no matter who you are, you can come here and be comfortable and welcomed and happy.
I love it.
It's good time.
We have noticed it over Comic Con. This is, you know,
or Emerald City.
One of the vendors was telling us he just loves this.
He said at the regular one, or at the Emerald City one, they're kind of rude to him. But here everyone's super nice.
It's a little more stressful. It's a little more like there's a bit more tension. This one's more just, hey, what's up? You look good.
Awesome. Do you have a card?
I do.
Because I love this is our live convention episode.
Awesome.
But we do regular interviews, and we love to get blurbs up to sit and talk with us.
I've been looking for a blurred podcast.
Well, we are the blurred.
We're here.
The premier blurred podcast.
Heck yeah.
Blackandahalf.com. So I'll be in touch with you.
Yeah. Thank all right, you so
good
much.
Luck.
Oh, take a sticker if you want.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to.
All right, so we are
back recording.
Continuing. Yeah.
Okay.
Back recording. We're walking through, checking out. That was nice. It was our first, our second blurred of the evening.
Yeah.
That we just talked to. And,
Really, that's an amazing Captain America shield backpack.
That is.
But I don't know if that would work wearing that to work, you know? Like, especially in a business world.
What would happen if you just showed up in, like, a full-on superhero outfit at work? Would they think you're crazy?
They probably would. You know, especially
Would they call you in HR?
Probably not, but I mean, they'd probably just be like, Manny, this is a distraction.
Do you have an official dress code at a bank?
So,
like, do they tell you?
Monday through Thursday. So, okay, get this. So when I met my new boss, I met her boss, and we go to lunch, and I'm overdressed. I have the full suit on. They're like, so you're trying to, like, show us up? And you're like, yeah, just shirt and tie, or, you know, and just keep the tie in your office. You really don't even need the tie.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, I'm trying. You know, you try to get the good feel, but you never get the chance to make another first impression. So you gotta go suited up. But it's always weird wearing a suit. So,
like casual Friday, I think you should like just go
superhero.
Just one day to see what they say.
So let me ask you that: if you had a client who was looking to buy a house, he just came in full superhero garb, would that be awkward?
You know what's funny? Like, I've been talking to Gretchen about this recently because I've always said like I'm not gonna dress up. I'm not gonna wear a tie. None of that.
Mm-hmm.
I like even dressed a little nicer once, and then my client came wearing a Star Wars shirt. And I'm like, oh my god! So I'm like, see, I just be myself.
Right.
But here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't dress superhero garb, but I have lately been thinking about my safety.
Okay.
And actually thinking like I'm going into these strange neighborhoods, and sometimes by myself, I just go into a house and walking around. I have started thinking like, you know, maybe I should be dressing a little bit nicer. More for my safety, so people don't call the cops on me.
That is a good point. I didn't think about that.
I didn't either, because I was thinking, there's some agents that they carry, concealed carry, because they're by themselves a lot.
That is
strangers, and I'm not going to do that.
So
but
I mean,
I did think about like maybe I should at least dress a little.
Yeah, well,
nice
there's been
so I don't look like a.
There's been Corner Store Caroline, Yeah. What is it? What would it be? Like Harriet?
It depends what
house
they're
call
in,
right? Or something. House call Harriet.
Open house.
Open house.
I don't know. Anyway, so yeah. We got a Gandalf. Have you seen any favorites?
You know, there was a decent Boba Fett.
Hey, look, let's go over to Jordy LaForge here. Let's see.
Where? Where's Jordy LaForge?
It's a shirt. It's a Star Trek
shirt.
We got some fans. Like, oh, what is this? Get some more. May have just found some more blurbs.
Yes. Oh, look at the Spider-Man with the arms on the back. That's pretty cool.
Oh, that's in the video game.
Yeah. Well, actually, in the movie, too. Like,
was there a movie?
Infinity War. Remember when he was falling off the ship?
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
The Iron Spider suit, for those of you who aren't quite familiar.
Yeah.
Feminist frequency.
Over here. Hi there. Can we talk to you? We're the podcast Black and a Half. Two words, one podcast. How you doing today?
Great. I'm having
good.
A good time.
Okay.
Here good. At Geek
Girl Con. Is this your first Geek Girl Con?
No, we were just talking about that.
We were just talking about that. This is our fifth Geek Girl Con, but as a couple, it's our third together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Congratulations. That's good.
So what are the different cons you guys have been to?
Oh, wow.
Well, I used to work for We Love Fine, a geek clothing company.
Oh,
so
cool.
I've been to Dragon Con, Phoenix Comic Con, pretty much most of the
most
big cons.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
I love it. So what do you love the most about this one?
What I love the most about this one is the community.
Yeah.
Like, it's a very... They do a really good job at bringing in a lot of the community elements. Yeah. You know, you have places like Black Girl Code and Ada Institute. And so there's this educational component, and they're really trying to better your experience.
I love that.
And this is a con with a lot of kids, too. And
right.
They have a lot of kid-driven content. They have a pop-up library this year. They have the science station, and so it's great to see the little ones getting their geek on so early and being out and proud with it.
Definitely.
And I imagine it's a little less stressful than the PAX cons.
A lot less packed.
Yeah. For the kids.
Unlike PAX, you're not going to a line that's 2 hours long and then being told you can't get in the line anyway.
Yeah.
And so here you can actually experience everything and you have room to breathe.
Definitely.
Do you feel like it's more like, I feel like I see more black people here than I do at Emerald City.
There are a lot of black people here.
And I mean, there's so many people at Emerald City Comic Con, but it's still like a Black Where's Waldo, right?
Yeah,
yes.
I think a lot of that is kind of baked into the organization. Like, there's a lot of representation within the volunteer base, within the higher-ups.
Right.
Like, I think, like, the head of marketing is a black woman.
Oh,
and she was downstairs dressed up as Domino. So,
I
get a lot
of
that going on. You know, so that helps.
Nice.
You know?
Yeah, and they really do a good job at pulling in the community. Like, the person on the cover.
Right.
You know, Noir Moon, she's lived in Seattle, she lives in Portland now, so they really do a good job of including the black and brown communities here in the Seattle, Portland, Pacific Northwest area.
It's a real standout this year, too, because I think they even have, like, a black Greek geek, like, track. Because they got that Siri weight room, where they have, like, they're doing, like, an Afrofuturism panel, they're doing, like, a black cosplay panel.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's kind of dope this year when it comes to, like,
and a lot of the panelists. In fact, Isabella Price, she's one of the panelists on the horror panel that's going to be going on. Tans.
Okay.
As a non-binary, they're going to be on one of the cosplay panels.
I love it.
So they really, I mean, they are fantastic with bringing in panelists and taking care of the panelists, too,
right.
Because it is a burden.
Yeah.
You know, when to come and travel. So
right.
It's great that they, you know, really work with these panelists to bring them in and really want them to be here.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you guys. Yeah.
Well, I want to ask you, like, are you guys from Seattle?
We live here.
Okay. Seattle.
Where are you originally from?
Originally, I'm from upstate New York.
Okay.
I've been living here for like 15 years.
Right.
And originally, I'm from Nebraska.
Okay.
And I've been here for about 7 years.
So can I ask you real quick, how is it in Nebraska? Like, were there any cons that you would ever go to out there?
There are really no conventions in Nebraska.
Okay.
But
it would be great if they had them.
Well, let's make it happen.
So I grew up outside of Boston.
Okay.
And so I was in a little small, we were the black family in the town, this little town that we were in. And my stepfather was a Rastafarian, my mom just all there. I was into sci-fi, but I kind of like didn't talk about it, even though I didn't have like even it's just at school, like I don't know, I for some reason I thought, I think when I brought it up to somebody, they're like, Star Trek, whoa, whatever. And so I never didn't talk about it. I was already enough of an outcast. Like, I never felt like the black community that I was around was very embracing of it growing up. Did you feel like that yourselves growing up?
Kind of. Like, I grew up in a college town.
Okay.
So, like, I kind of ran around with a bunch of, like, children of grad students and stuff, but they were, like, from Africa.
Okay.
From Asia and stuff. It was sort of, like, a real international feel. And we geeked out. Like, I watched my first anime.
Oh, okay.
And, we played, Super Nintendo game. We did the arcade game.
Right.
But, yeah, you go to high school, you get picked on.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know what I mean? But, like, the thing that floors me about kids this day and age, I'm a big anime head, so this is totally like on an anime tip, is that you see a lot of acceptance into that type of fandom within the black community. Like, I see, like, I have like a lot of YouTuber that I go and watch,
right?
They're like millennial black kids, definitely, talking about, like, you know, My Hero Academia and One Piece and stuff, and they're like,
that,
oh yeah, the guy from Green Bay Packers.
The guy from Green Bay Packers.
Martellus. Yeah.
And I mean, for me, growing up in Nebraska, I was definitely the weird nerd kid.
Right.
But I was lucky to have a mom that nurtured that. So she took me to go see Star Wars, even though she wasn't into that. You know, she got me the video game systems. But I spent a lot of time on the computer playing my little Dungeons and Dragons games in secret and having this double life, almost, of a geek, and then the other Danielle that everyone knew.
Right.
Church girl.
Yeah, go to Evo, see how many, like, people call her at Evo.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, right, or even the tournaments, like the final, a lot of the fighting tournaments.
Yeah, Evo, yeah.
Who was the furry guy, the black furry kid?
Hold on.
That won.
Fox, Sonic Fox.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, one of the best fighting game players on the planet is a...
Well, there was a rapper who just won, like, some Street Fighter tournament, and I can't remember his name. He did the song Kick Push.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Yeah, it's going to bug me, but we'll look it up. But, yeah, I mean, I'd love to see that it's now, I feel like the community's becoming more accepting.
But Sonic Fox, he's black, queer, furry.
Wow, okay.
And, like, whoa, like...
Man.
Like, this dude is out there, and, like,
and
something
has
like
a fan
that.
Base, and
Even 10 years ago, that would have been...
Yeah, unheard of.
Yeah, so...
Do you feel like now... Is being a blurred even a big deal now, or do you think it's mainstream
it's
now?
It's a huge deal. I think it's still... I don't think it's mainstream to the point where, if it was mainstream, the term wouldn't be needed.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I feel like there's a huge community out there. You see a lot of people like you two gentlemen, like wear that moniker,
with a
badge of honor. You know, my lovely girlfriend here. She actually also has a background in streaming and stuff.
Love it.
Not even talk about that, are you? That's all good.
That's fine.
But yeah, it's really cool out there. You know, and like black girl problems and this one guy named Blurred Without Fear.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just nice. Like, a lot of that's being propagated through social media, you know, which is really cool. But it's a community out there. It's totally different. You know, and that's leading to, you know, like, man, like, so much good stuff out there now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, just ADOB. You watch, like, you know, watch Black Lightning.
Right.
You know, watch, like, UK until they cancel. You know, like, watch, like, you know, even, like, you know, Titans on the DC streaming service.
Yeah.
Like, Starfire.
Yeah.
You know, she got a lot of heat before the show
amazing.
Came out. But now everyone's like, this is real. Like, people are like, Starfire is the best part of Titans right now. Like, her storyline is the best part of Titans right now.
It
kind of
is, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so it's worth it to get the DC out.
Slow down.
I'm still debating.
Yeah,
you know?
Like, I would wait a year.
Okay, let's see what happens.
Wait until that Young Justice comes out.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. All right, well, you heard it here first, guys.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
No problem.
For meeting with
us.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're still on the fourth floor.
Yes.
We're seeing some wonderful cosplay outfits going on. Yes. Hey, would you mind chatting with us for a second?
We're really just wondering.
We're the Black and a Half podcast.
We are.
Okay. Two Blurreds, One Black podcast. So,
and we were wondering about the outfit. So,
yes.
So tell us a little bit
about
it.
We were arguing about what the outfit was.
This is Queen Hippolyta.
Okay.
From Wonder Woman's mom.
Oh. Yeah. You know what? Yeah. Once she turned around and got closer, I saw the W.
Yeah, there you go.
Exactly.
Did
you make it yourself?
I did.
Amazing.
It's all out of foam and stuff.
Is this your first?
This is my first full build out of foam.
Okay.
Yeah. I've done some other stuff before, primarily out of duct tape, but.
Okay. Did you help? No? Okay.
She did help. She helped me with the cloak.
I did a little
because
bit.
I'm not the strongest at sewing, and then I tried to put it on today, and it was like, oh, crap, it's not staying together.
So far, this is, like, the best outfit.
Thank you.
So you're killing it today.
Thank
you.
Are you, do you have a goal for cosplaying, or is
I recently discovered it, and I just really like building things and making, like, a very distinct thing out of stuff, if that makes sense. Like, I like taking flat objects and not making them flat anymore.
Okay. And so... First time at Geek Girl Con,
my first time at this con.
Okay. Which other cons do you go?
I'm a staunch supporter of Emerald City Comic Con, and I just went to Ace in June.
Nice.
So
Okay, and so you've dressed up before, but just not built. Usually it's a buy kind of thing.
This is my second full cosplay. The first one I did was Antiope, which is also from Wonder Woman.
Okay.
I'm really tall, so.
Yeah.
Why not?
And so, what do you think of Geek Girl Con? Compared to the other ones, is there
so
a different
we actually
vibe?
We just got here like 20 minutes ago.
Okay, so you have no time to.
But so far,
it.
I'm impressed with how many women are here or femme people in general, and it just seems like a really nice community so far. So
that's the thing we're noticing. We love it.
It's very nice.
And
so
this is her first con. Are we in cosplay right now? Are you in cosplay?
She's a Shield agent.
That's
I was trying to figure out. Actually, it's like I think it's a game that I don't know.
Yeah.
She's got sunglasses too, but she's not wearing them.
A particular Shield agent, or just?
Just me.
Okay.
You don't know about her because she's got super high clearance.
Okay.
So it's like, there you go. She's a special.
I can see. You kind of have a look of the.
In charge.
Yeah. not Sam Jackson,
I
but.
Look like her security or something.
Robin.
The main the his like.
Coulson.
Agent
Coulson.
Coulson.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me ask. I have a quick question for you. So. Mm-hmm. I feel like Wonder Woman is killing it in the cinematic universe.
Yeah, she's the only thing holding DC together.
That's exactly
right now.
What I'm thinking. So if they reboot this whole thing, I mean...
If I can be perfectly honest with you, this costume is from Justice League. It's not from Wonder Woman.
Okay, okay.
And the only thing I liked about Justice League in terms of the Wonder Woman story arc was the costuming.
Yeah.
Because they turned her into like this woman who's sad about her boyfriend and like everything's like, oh, he was a pilot.
Right.
Like,
badass.
They be better.
We actually have the new one coming out, right? And it's based in the 80s.
Yeah, 84.
84, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it looks like the boyfriend still might be alive, which is kind of weird. I don't get
that. Yeah, we're not sure.
It might
how
be a flashback.
There, and I think Antiope's back, too.
Okay.
But also, she's an Amazon, so did the bullet kill her?
Ah,
we got the healing spring.
Flashbacks?
Yes.
Maybe it's flashbacks.
Yeah, well, thank you to Wonder Woman for trying to save the universe.
I know.
I actually don't.
Step up, Mom.
I'm really not a big fan of people coming. I mean, I realize they're comic books, but I'm not a big fan of them coming back to life all the time. Because after you do it like once or twice, you're like, okay, there's nothing at stake here.
Right.
They're going to bring them back somehow.
Did you see
Am
Infinity
I gonna cry?
War?
Yeah.
Do you have like an idea where it's going to go?
I think everybody's coming back.
So do I.
Yeah.
I think like one or two people are going to be dead, and then you're going to be like, oh,
they literally have.
I kind of want them to bring back Quicksilver. I don't know why. That's just from.
Yeah.
That would be kind of.
I mean, they have movies
coming
back. They have movies announced, so we know that they're like, well,
you know, Black Panther, Spider-Man are going to somehow make it back.
But I tell you, I would be so happy if they. Honestly, if they killed Spider-Man and they're like, nope, Miles Morales now. You know,
okay,
they had done that.
But, like, there are so many Spider-Man movies.
Exactly. Yeah.
But we know there's another one coming out. Far From Home is coming out.
Yeah, exactly.
And I would assume that's because he's not on Earth.
That's what I'm guessing, or...
Who knows?
I don't know.
Maybe he's off in college.
I think we should just have a movie that is just filled of... just showing Peter Parker's origin story and Batman's origin story, because we don't see that enough, really.
I mean, you know, yeah.
Like, I mean, I need to see his parents get shot in the alley
movie. I briefly remember Tobey Maguire making some, like, real weird faces, but I don't think it was a real big thing, so, like, I don't know. Yeah.
Like, let's just watch all the time. I mean, Hollywood, please listen. Give us the origin story we need.
Yeah.
Batman, we don't know.
To be fair, I would watch a Black Widow origin story.
Oh, and I think that they're going to do that, aren't they?
My point, I'm sick of the same origin story.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you've had 12 Spider-Man movies. You don't have to show his origin story in six of them, right?
Sure.
They are getting closer on, like, what the actual age range of aunts is, though. Like, his aunt, you know, is supposed to be, like, his mom's sister or something.
Oh,
And then she's always, like, super old, and you're like, why?
Very true.
Well, because his name was Ben, so they're like, well, Uncle Ben from The Minute Rice, right?
That's horrible.
No, that's him. Well, thanks for chatting with us today.
Thank you so much.
So we've moved down to the third floor, which is the gaming portion of...
Yeah, so what we're seeing here right now is there's a section with PC games. You can just sit down and start playing consoles and start playing some PC. Well, maybe they're not PCs.
Yeah, these would look more like consoles.
Yeah,
but also,
consoles.
To your left, we have tabletop games.
Tabletop games. You can check them out. There's a tabletop checkout. And, okay, this kid over here just distracted me with his costume.
What's that?
It's all black. See that? It's like a ninja.
Oh, okay.
I feel like he's, like, doing blackface, but getting out of it by...
I was going to say, like, the whole Megyn Kelly thing.
So there's the Lady Planeswalkers Society is here. That's the... if you're not familiar with them, they are, like, a Magic the Gathering group.
Okay.
But it's, like, promoting women playing Magic. That's another community that kind of needs a little help.
I've never really done the tabletop games. I think I've always been too intimidated.
Well, I mean, you play Monopoly?
I mean, I play Monopoly.
That's a tabletop game.
Okay.
So, tabletop's just using, like, the more intense things, like Warcraft.
Right.
Or Warhammer.
X-Wing.
That's what Jack plays.
Does, okay.
He does the war. He does Warhammer. Turn this down a bit.
So, we're not capturing all the...
all sorts of craziness here.
But this is also where we... we're told how to play Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
Yes. This is earlier. Have we talked about this on the air yet?
Not yet.
Okay, so fascinating thing about... they have, like, the Nintendo set up, like, the new ones, like, that have all the games.
All the classic games on it.
Classic games. And one of the games is called Punch-Out. It used to be called Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
Mm-hmm.
But Mike Tyson's not in it anymore.
Which is... we're trying to figure that out, so if... Stephen Ward wants to.
Yeah, yeah, if you want to pipe in, comment on it. We're trying to figure out, is it because, was it a licensing thing, or was it because of that little conviction he had and they didn't want to associate him with Nintendo anymore?
I'm thinking it's the licensing.
You think so?
I think that it was
a few... think they'd be like, you know what, we're okay with the other part.
I don't think that.
It's fine.
But, you know, good old Mike. I don't know if that
was. Yeah. Here's my first gore costume that I've seen. Somebody has, like, a burned. Horror costume. This is, I can't, trying to get her attention, but she has kids that are, like, murderous too.
Yeah,
like, that's great.
That's a on a prisoner murderous family.
I mean, we are, like, a few days before Halloween, so
very
it's fascinating.
So now I wonder if he is more of a Fortnite player that I'm not familiar with, because the moves that he seems to be doing.
Oh, like, is that the dances that
the
they
dances,
do?
The dances, like the celebratory dances after you, they, like, kill somebody.
Is that where that stupid floss dance, is that why it's gotten big?
No, I think that it's always kind of, it started to be a trend. That's how outdated we are. That's how old we are now. Is that? But I think that it's probably one of the moves that they use inside of Fortnite.
Okay.
So, you know, kids are like, oh, let me floss on this fool. So. Well, right now I'm looking to my left, and it looks like that's a... Mario Kart tournament. So now they have the original.
Oh, it's a tournament. It's just four people playing.
Well, it's just four people playing, but I don't know. They have somebody narrating it, which I kind of feel is
What? I don't know. I don't even know what
this
guy's
doing. Oh, no. There's right. That's a whole separate. It's like a panel in a noisy room.
Yeah.
Feel bad for people trying to listen to. I don't know. There's a lot going on in this room.
There really is. There really is. But
a little overstimulated right
now. Yeah, me too.
Which is funny because the other rooms are not very. They weren't. They were a calming presence.
There definitely is. So, to explain this room, we're on the third floor. There is a sing-along Disney room to the far side.
It's like karaoke.
Yeah, it's like karaoke.
Like three people are leading it. They're singing while on stage, and everyone else is supposed to sing along with you.
And Silas doesn't understand how this is.
Well, I've seen this panel at Emerald
Comic-Con.
City Comic Con, right. And I was just kind of like, wait, now look, our press passes got rejected for Emerald City Comic Con. How do I bring less value to Emerald City Comic Con than just playing a video of people singing and singing along with it?
Maybe that's the thing. Maybe we need to have like a rap Comic Con, whereas like...
We just need to call it Black Sing-Along, and then they're not going to refuse us, right? No, hopefully we'll be back with the real nerds and all, but, I just wondered about the values.
Yeah, the validity of it all.
Yeah. So. No, we're over here recording. Okay. Do you feel like... I feel almost out of place without people, without a costume, like a full costume. Well, there's so many people with costumes on.
I do have my Flash shirt and my Flash matching shoes.
Yeah, and I have a Captain America shirt for my fat Captain America costume. But it's, it's out of a store, so I'm not sure I totally count it.
Yeah.
I love it. No.
Drain?
Okay.
That is the best. Oh, you're my hero. I know. See, you see how that?
Yes. I can't believe that this happened.
We're in front of Geek Girl Con, celebration of the female geek. There's a big sign. It's the black woman. Sign.
Okay.
I love
it. It's the only sign I've seen, actually.
Yeah. Black girl magic happening all day. I love it.
So people been here a little bit, posing with it.
Awesome.
How, can we ask you how your con's going?
It's going good until we start working it. So.
Okay.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah, we're agents, so.
Oh,
okay.
Awesome.
Yeah, but I'm not on the clock right now, so.
Okay. So agent, that means,
Volunteer.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're taking people out.
There you go. I hear you. Insulting guests.
Cool.
No, I'm just kidding.
So sorry. I'm
here. It's all good. It's all good.
It's in the press.
I know, right?
Yeah.
That
it's
is all right.
You know what?
Yeah, exactly.
Press is bad. Anyway, y'all know that.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. This
It's our first Geek Girl Con.
It is amazing. Like, we've definitely done Emerald City a few times, but
Emerald City. Have you guys done Emerald City?
Not yet. No, we're getting out there now.
Have you done Crypticon?
No.
No. I know.
Look,
yeah.
It's
we're
not like they mama like.
Now, okay. Now I'll tell you. This is our third.
Exactly. Why ain't
now,
y'all?
We put on a show at ECC every year. Okay. Our podcast is called Black and a Half.
I love it.
Been recording that for about 4 years now.
Uh-huh.
We're now moved up to a weekly podcast.
Nice.
And so we've done, this is our third, basically walk around a convention and just talk to people.
I like it.
Episode.
Yeah. That's kind of
so
fun.
We were like, we want to get, and we were just made aware, like last year, that we were considered press. Like we hadn't really thought about that because we tend to interview a lot of creatives on our show. And
We
legitimately interview, like, people that create stuff and do things, actors, musicians, but it hadn't occurred that that's what other people do, and they're press.
You guys are the press.
Yeah, we're real press.
You're disseminating information.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Getting the word out there.
Why don't you use big words, man?
I didn't know. I thought maybe we didn't.
Have like a little dictionary at the bottom of our podcast. Well,
okay, right. But yeah, no, I mean, that's really cool, and there are so many like little cons and things that go on in this area. You guys should hit it more.
Is this the only one that you're volunteering at?
I volunteer here and I do security at Crypticon.
Okay.
Yeah, Crypticon is kind of like this, but it's horror based.
Right.
So
I would just go and get the shit scared out of me the whole weekend. Is that what would happen?
Kind of, sorta. There are really good panels there, like. one of my favorite panels that happens a lot is Black and Horror.
Okay.
Where, and the panel is all people of color.
Is that like a 5-minute panel?
No.
Like,
what is it? No. They talk about,
they just like Get Out over and over?
No, they go from the history of like some of the first movies. Like, believe it or not, the first horror movie that black people would consider a horror movie is Birth of a Nation.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's
a good point.
And
yeah.
So they go all the way from Birth of a Nation up to what's going on now.
Mm. The presidency?
There you go. Yeah, yeah.
Did you see Halloween
at all?
The recent one?
2018.
I have not because I got sick, and then I was going to go this weekend, but I'm volunteering here.
Okay, I don't want to spoil it, though.
Yeah, we won't spoil it, but yeah.
I will.
We did a review on it, too, after. You can check that episode out.
Black and a half.
Go to blackandahalf.com.
Okay. Appreciate it.
But there was something I wanted to tell you about, something of black people in horror in that movie. I want to talk about that. Oh, I got to find it.
Yeah, that's all right.
Are you a big horror fan?
Huge. Okay, it's a family thing. My sister actually writes for her.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I am plugging my sister on
the
call.
Do it. Yeah. What's
her name is Crystal Connor.
Okay. We have writers on our show all the time.
Her name is Crystal Connor.
Okay.
She has the Spectrum Trilogy. She just wrote an anthology, A to Z Horror. It's a children's book.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like
She's on Amazon. Check her out.
Is she local?
Yes.
Oh, she's come on the show and plug her show.
So if you guys look her up, I think on her Instagram, it's Notes from the Author.
Okay.
You can let her know that I told you guys to follow her,
and if
you invite, she will definitely come and talk to you guys.
Okay, so did you watch The Haunting of Hill House on Netflix?
Not yet, because the Twilight Zone.
What?
The Twilight Zone.
Is it
the
back?
The original Twilight Zone is now on Netflix.
Oh.
There you go. Yeah, you got to binge watch
it's 100 episodes. I've been a little busy.
Is it on HD, or is it the original?
It looks like they cleaned it up.
Originals.
Okay, because I do not like... They're now showing them in the high-def format. They redid it.
Yeah.
And everything looks like it was shot on a video, like camcorder. It's this weird look to it.
It's like watching it on TV.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I want to get no... You can't be getting black people fired. You know what I mean? I'm saying
fired
that, you know.
That,
okay. I'll let you go.
All right. Well, you guys enjoy the rest of your
vacation. Thank
you very much.
I'm on the hunt for food.
All right. That was good.
Take care.
And sorry about the whole, it wasn't you.
No problem. I'm wrong. I'm wrong.
Look at this.
I apologize.
I hope
you did.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Thank you. All right. I actually didn't hear what she said. I just let her apologize a lot.
She said, I need to get a picture with the fat black. And then I didn't hear the rest. And then all of a sudden she looked at you and she was like, oh, my God, I am so sorry.
Which made it worse because that means she was. What if I didn't think she was? Right? And I'm like, so you did.
So you do think. All right. I see how you are.
Well,
we'll get a picture of this and we'll put it online,
And so I'm going to go throw up my lunch so I can start my bulimia project right now. We'll be back in a little bit. Okay, now we have moved down to first floor?
Yeah, first floor. I guess there's a negative floor.
Yeah, there's a negative floor.
Yeah.
A lot of positivity down there, though. but right now we are at this cool thing. It's called the DIY.
DIY.
Science
Do it yourself,
zone.
Not the DIY.
Yeah, not a DUI.
Yeah.
This is meant for kids. DUIs are for old...
For old people.
Old people that just...
Drink.
You know, want to take a chance because...
Yeah.
Why bother with life anymore?
Yeah.
So it's a little science zone that people can apparently... Like, a lot of kids go in and are just...
Learn some things.
Yeah. Exploring science. And it's wonderful. This is part of what I think is great about the kid-inclusive stuff that they have here. That you can just come in and... Because I think science is like... When kids get interested in science fiction, they get interested in science.
I agree.
And then their brains start, like, moving.
Do you feel like that happened for you? Like, watching Star Trek really kind of got you into science?
Okay. I do say it did.
Okay.
However, that didn't translate into me understanding it. Like, physics was tough.
Yeah.
And I was like, I didn't understand, like, but I like all this science fiction, but I just can't figure out the math of this.
Exactly.
Science.
So that was my big thing. So I felt like Star Trek got me into wanting to travel faster than light speed. I feel like Stargate got me into wanting to go into parallel universes.
Yeah, without the work of learning everything.
Yeah, if I didn't have to.
How about I just join the military?
Yeah, let me just be one of the guys who gets killed on on the missions.
I did have a strong desire. I wanted to go. People should really look into how jobs work on your own before you assume things, right?
Okay.
Because, like, I wanted to be an astronaut. for the longest time.
Really?
Even I watched this space shuttle blow up.
You still wanted?
I still wanted to, and I was going to do it. My goal, I was thinking, like, I knew I wanted to go to, I was like, oh, I should go to college, maybe. Right. But I was like, well, I knew I need to join the Air Force. Okay?
So okay.
I thought I was going to join the Air Force because almost every NASA person was an Air Force.
Right. Like, don't you need, like, 2020 vision to be in there?
Okay. What I heard was in the Air Force, to be in the Air Force, you have to have 2020 vision.
That's what I heard.
Yes.
I don't know if that's true.
I believe it is.
Okay.
It might not be true, though.
You
but
can't
back
be colorblind.
Then it was. What I didn't know until I was in college and I was working for the University Police Department.
Yeah.
And there was a cop there, like, talking in glasses, and he was like, he was a pilot. I was like, I thought you had to have 2020. He's like, I was in the Navy. You don't have to have 2020 there. I'm like, what? What? And then I found out apparently there had been some shuttle pilots.
From the Navy.
From the Navy.
I'll be damned.
So I realized I gave up my dream of learning how to fly and flying jets.
Wow.
Because I heard from one person
that it was
that 2020 was required for Air Force, and I just gave up quick.
Wow.
I didn't, and maybe I didn't want it bad enough because I didn't go, well, I'm gonna figure out a way.
Right.
Or I'm gonna figure out how. And like, yeah, so then 10 years later in my life, I find out, oh, I just could have joined the Navy instead.
Well, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If you had just joined NASA, could you have just been a passenger?
I don't know. Well, I think you have to be a scientist at least to get up there.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
Everyone's
right?
Like a PhD that
goes
yeah.
This. Exactly. I mean,
except for the teacher they let on. And,
and that didn't
turn
out too
out,
well.
So, like, well, just let's just kill PhDs next time.
Man.
So, yeah, like... It did. I had an interest, I think, from sci-fi into doing this stuff, but then, you know, I was a vulnerable nerd and just trashed over all my dreams because of.
Yeah, I definitely wanted to. I think, just science fiction in general, just makes you think of what the possibilities are.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I've always thought that, hey, maybe someday they'll create a lightsaber. But I'm sure that it would burn your hand off.
No, I mean, look, you can do lasers. You do laser surgery on an eye. It doesn't go through your skull.
But. Here's my
right?
Well, I mean,
so they do have limited range.
Do you have plasma,
huh?
Which is they have like plasma swords? I guess they were trying to do.
Yeah, I think there's things that are creatable. I don't know if we'll ever have a lightsaber.
Yeah, what's the point?
I do like that little video that showed the how Ben Kenobi could have destroyed the Death Star.
Just by
just
poking
turn
a hole
it on,
on the
and
side.
We'll just drop it.
Oh,
turn
yeah.
It on and drop it, and it goes through and. Cuts everything out. I did hear later something about there is actually a thing apparently that says why that can't happen.
Why is that?
I didn't look it up.
Okay.
But I heard. I heard
okay.
A thing.
All right.
Okay, so we're on the bottom floor. I think someone was wrong. They told us on the bottom floor was the gaming.
Yeah, I think you're
area.
Wrong, Mr. Reviewer.
I think it was that upstairs place.
I think
down here
last year.
Oh, okay. So it was we thought there was a second gaming station or something and
yeah,
like, I don't
I
see
it.
Anything happening down here, so. Okay.
Right.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, so, John the Reviewer, you're on our list. you made us walk down here for no reason
wouldn't
whatsoever.
Wouldn't it be awesome if it was, like, more like just people playing dice, like, illegally, just against the, like, back
wall?
Oh,
that'd be awesome. Maybe that's what he's talking about. Okay, so, actually, this is like kind of a quiet area.
Yeah.
This would have been a great place to conduct an interview.
It really would have.
We could have invited that person we met that we didn't record. But hopefully you're listening. We wish we had you down here.
Let's actually go back over here and see what's just around the river bend.
But, I mean, here we're close to the 50-minute mark now. What is your thoughts of us? So we've been through this all once. What's your general impression of
GeekGirlCon?
I mean, the diversity, you like that?
You know, I'm a huge supporter of women... Huge supporter of, you know, LGBTQ. I think that this is a great inclusive area, not only for all of that, but also for kids.
You know what? It's quieter because this is where all the panels are.
Oh, I see.
Okay, I don't want to interrupt.
Yeah, we don't want to.
Oh, and then.
Looks like a very important lecture PowerPoint presentation.
It's Anna Bray. I don't know who Anna Bray is, but she's probably famous. I'm gonna feel stupid for not knowing who it is.
Yeah. So,
apologize. Please forgive us. Yeah. So now we're gonna slowly walk out.
And not be those guys. But what are your takeaways from this?
My takeaway is I want my daughter to come really bad next year.
Yeah.
I think she
would not only learn a lot.
Yeah, she'd not only learn a lot, I think she would feel legitimized in her geekiness, because she does, you know, as an 11-year-old, they still, like, talk about things like, they're like, oh, that's boy stuff. They do.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm like, I thought people are over that, but they're not. So, okay, let's pause a minute, and we're going to head upstairs. It does. It's a crazy, crazy R2. Right here.
Oh, man, this is... Okay.
Okay. Is this your first time at Geek Girl Con?
Okay, I'm right. Sorry. Jeez. Okay, I didn't mean to...
So this is C2... B5. Okay.
C2B5.
All right.
It's the black R2.
The black R2. Okay, we appreciate that. That's pretty gangster. He had his own mixtape that he was clearly trying to promote.
Okay. All right.
That was dark side. There we go.
Why does black R2 have to be evil? Why can't it just be a black R2 fighting the forces of good?
Right.
Hey, so I'm here. We're here now with Wonder Woman. I saw, and I was actually you had walked by while he was running off doing an errand. I was like, I just saw the most joyful Wonder Woman. Like, yes. You're like exuding a joy on being here. Do you like? Is this your first time at a Comic Con or?
No, I think this is my third time at Geek Girl Con specifically.
Okay.
And I mostly do more anime cons, but I really like a really empowering atmosphere at Geek Girl Con. I really like how there's a lot of small businesses and local artists I can support here. The panels are really great.
Yeah.
And I think I've been looking forward to this a lot. And just, you know, it's really cool.
That's the thing I'm noticing. Cool, it's super inclusive. I love that everybody's just got a positive attitude. I mean, people are clearly having fun.
What about your costume? What about my costume? Did you make this?
I made most of it. I work full time, so, and I had less than like a month and a half to make this, so I did cut a few corners. And for me, cutting corners means like buying the patterns from my armor on Etsy and buying the base corset on Amazon to build up from.
Right.
Because I work full time in childcare.
Right.
So I come home and I'm exhausted. Just,
yeah. That looks, I mean, I don't even.
I finished the skirt a couple hours ago.
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, I can't even imagine putting it all together. Is it all leather?
No, most of this is EVA foam, so it's like, you know, those like interlocking child mats.
Yeah.
Like, that's usually what this is. So you can touch this. I think this is like 4 or 5 millimeter.
Oh,
this
cool.
is like what it feels like unfinished because I forgot about the back side of my shield.
Still looks legit.
Yeah, that, wait, so you made that
You
shield,
made the shield.
Though.
Yeah, I
that's impressive.
Used the pattern. So,
but still, I mean, that's better than anything I could ever
do. And like your anti-Nazi symbol as well.
Yeah, I actually thought it was an anti-45. I was like, that's pretty cool.
What?
same thing.
Half-Nazi,
you know where that, like, it was like an urban legend from last year that really happened, that Nazi that got punched right outside Crack Donald's.
Oh,
I really want to go just take a picture there and be like,
yes.
I will punch any Nazi that comes here.
Like, we could pose a Nazi.
Yeah.
Just pick one. It's any white dude. So what? You go to another cons, and so what's your favorite thing about Emerald City or about Geek Girl Con?
Definitely like the programming is really cool. Like I don't really claim to be like the be all end all knowledge of like inclusivity, and I'm really here to like listen to others and like find out how I can be a better ally and to stand up for what I can. Like there's plenty of things about me that I do feel like I can speak on, and I'd like to, you know, raise awareness for. Like
totally.
I'm a woman of size. I am a like non-traditionally conceived person, and there's like all kinds of stigma around all sorts of things, and
the more
we can talk about what like makes us different, I feel like we can become more understanding to everyone else.
Are you going to a lot of panels or
I'd like to be. Unfortunately I just got here because I'm finishing my costume, I have a few planned for this afternoon. I have to look at the schedule again.
Is there anything at Geek Girl Con you'd love to see in the future that you haven't like seen planned out so far?
I'm not sure. I mean, I haven't really seen on the map like what's different this year. I really like that they have that little library corner and like the introvert alley, because I think that's really important for different kinds of people.
Definitely.
And
are you an introvert yourself?
No.
Okay. I'm married to one, so I understand.
It's funny. I'm an introvert, but I do comedy, so it just makes no sense whatsoever.
That's why he doesn't call me back.
Yeah, sorry.
And I think it would also be kind of cool to have like areas for like an ask me about area, because like I said, so many of us have different
areas. I'd love to be able to speak on the unique experiences I have.
Yeah.
And like the work, activism work I've done and I want to share, but also listen to the, what everyone else has done.
Yeah. Right. That is a great idea.
It really is.
That's one of the better ideas I've heard, I think.
And I really like that this year there's a lot of representation from like educational institutions too, because like as we're working into getting more women into STEAM programs, mm-hmm. like it's good to see support from institutions. Like I went to UW and had a lot of really cool opportunities at UW,
mm-hmm.
but there's like the fight isn't done. Like there's still, you know, like the head guy of the CS program saying he doesn't think women can do it
wow.
as well.
What?
Are you
and
serious?
He's still there.
That's
so,
crazy.
No idea.
And that's like, you know, our top institution in the state, so there's
right.
still work to be done.
Yeah, definitely. Well,
and yeah, you're working with children, so do you? Is there anything you do to try to present? How old? Like,
I'm with toddlers right now, which is why I'm always sick.
Oh, okay. Do you feel even like I have a toddler? Okay, I have a 2-year-old, I have a 8-month-old, and I have an 11-year-old. And I feel like I've taken my 11-year-olds a lot of cons, and you know, I tried not to, like, I'm not gonna push dresses and all this, like let her be who she wants. But she like went very fast. Like she just wanted like dresses all the time.
Yeah.
Do you think being with toddlers, is there anything I can do to like help promote creating a strong woman, like a girl, or is it just treated like everybody else?
Like, I think it's a lot treating them like everyone else. In my class, personally, the girls just steamroll over all the boys.
Yeah.
Like all the boys are really quiet, and the girls are all the big personalities. But on a related note, what I'm really trying to work on with my toddlers is giving them lots of feeling of like bodily autonomy and consent. So like, you know, there's like lots of tricky stuff. So like when you gotta change your diaper, you can't say, "Can I change your diaper?" You have
yeah.
to change their diaper.
Right.
But you do try and say, "I'm going to change your diaper now," or like before, like if they're climbing on the tables, saying like giving them an opportunity to climb down themselves. Say,
mm-hmm.
"In 3 seconds, I will remove you from this table. Please, you
That's,
can do
I
it
love
yourself."
That. That's great.
Or I will, or like what we say, do you need help moving your body?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's helpful. Like, please move your body to a safer place. Are
Definitely.
You making good
That's a
choices
good no. Because sometimes I'll admit, as a parent, I was like, get off.
Yeah.
No, I'm just grabbing you. Like,
yeah.
like, if I think it's about to cost me money, I'm grabbing them.
Absolutely.
Getting them off there.
Absolutely.
So that's a good note I should think about. I
but
should
yeah,
be careful
it's just like,
on that.
You know,
yeah.
And with, like, giving them the choices to hug family members. Or not, because like if you do not want a hug, like that is your choice.
I'm trying to teach my 11-year-old that when my 2-year-old says no, I don't want cuddles, that she has to respect that.
Yeah, there
yeah.
you go.
Like, will you stop? She said no.
Yeah, yeah. And like our at first I thought it was kind of weird that our center said like no tickling, because like you know you just want to like tickle babies and make them laugh. But
yeah.
when you think about it, like there is so much of like a foundational issue of consent around tickling children that you have to think critically of. And I think it's like. Parents, it's cool, but I think me as a daycare worker,
yeah,
and we're like a lot of our initiatives are like for anti-grooming initiatives, so like we have to be really careful about
grooming
is the like process of which a stranger and acquaintance will slowly break down barriers.
Oh, I was literally like,
yeah,
y'all don't brush their hair,
so
well, that's actually part of it,
okay,
and like
kind of like the Woody Allen thing, right?
Yeah,
with,
yeah,
okay.
So where you slowly make things that are not normal appear.
Right.
Like,
okay.
And it can like appear as like favoritism, or like so we can't like give specific children gifts, and
okay.
we can't do other things. And we can't like if we're like lying down to pat them to sleep,
mm-hmm.
we can't like we have to have like one limb up at all times because we don't want them to be realize it's too like normal for a stranger to be lying down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's good.
And it's like it's a really slow process, and like it's we said it's part of like teaching them autonomy and. Boundaries.
I'm trying to teach my 2-year-old that when she says no, I will stop. But
yeah.
she'll go like she wanna get tickled, and you can tell. They just act
yeah.
like it. So you tickle them and she's like, no, stop it. I don't like that. I'm like, okay, stop. I stopped, all right? And then she'll be like, and she'll lift her belly up and you're like, do it again, Daddy. And I'm like, okay, you're sending mixed messages. You really need to work on this. You know, the side,
yeah.
no, I don't want.
Definitely.
But I'll say, awesome. Hey, it was great talking to
you.
Thank you
so
much for taking the time. You're rocking it as Wonder Woman. Love seeing it.
Definitely. Thank you for educating our listeners on everything.
Do you guys have a card or anything?
Yeah, hold on. All right. So we're now back at the, back on the floor. Doesn't matter which one.
Yeah, we've kind of gotten lost at this point.
Hey, look, there's a pregnant.
Handsmaiden.
Handsmaiden.
Wow.
That's a funny costume.
Yeah.
Okay. We're wrapping up here our time. It's been good. I think
it has been.
I like that I've got to experience this, like a scouting mission for my daughter.
As well.
We've got a couple of my favorite costumes over there almost walked toward us, but then they walked away, so I can't say. It was like a Boba Fett, well, a Mandalorian, I guess.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's right.
And Merida.
Is that from Brave?
Brave.
That's right.
You haven't seen Brave?
I've seen Brave.
Okay.
Great movie.
You just haven't memorized them.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't have kids yet. Yeah. You haven't had to watch it like 7-8 times.
Yeah.
So.
But it's been great. We've mentioned several times how diverse it is. Merida, would we be able to talk to you for a second? Any chance? Are you not a podcast
or the Mandalorian?
Mandalorian.
So I don't know if they talk. I mean, I get it.
We're
just trying to close out. We're a podcast.
We're a podcast. Black and a Half. Blackandahalf.com. You can check us out there.
I'm Black. He's half. That's how we roll.
Yeah.
And so.
And this is our first time at Geek Girl Con.
This is our first time, too.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And so what have you, do you go to cons normally?
We do.
Okay. Because this is a tight outfit.
Thank you.
Done it before?
Yes.
Okay.
How about yourself?
This is Merida.
Yeah. So we normally go to conventions.
We go to Emerald City Comic Con.
Okay.
The one we normally go to.
Okay.
But
what made you decide to branch out to this one?
We're looking to check out some smaller conventions, meet some more people. Emerald City Comic Con's gotten really big.
Yeah, that's what we noticed.
We wanted to see more of the small, local stuff.
Get involved with the community and that stuff.
Definitely.
I was thinking of going on Thursday this year to Emerald City so that I can actually see things.
You should do it.
Not like running into people. It's like, Saturdays are almost miserable. Like,
yeah.
I can't even handle it. So I've loved the space. Have you been here long today?
We got here this morning and we've done the whole loop, and now we're gonna go do it again. Probably do some shopping.
Anything? Are you on a quest for anything?
Probably some more shirts.
Okay.
I probably already have too many
shirts. Okay.
I saw a Pam Poovy body pillow that has my name written on it.
Oh, there you go. I like it.
And so, are you a member of the 501 or anything, or is
no.
this your?
I'm not. I have a couple other Star Warsy costumes, I get their business cards every time, but I just have never followed through and gone through the process.
Okay. Well, they do charity stuff. You don't want to do that. I don't dress up for charity. It's for me. That's cool. Very good. Very great outfit. Do you have a character name, or is it?
Oh, no. Not
no?
yet.
Okay.
Okay.
No.
This is mostly just playing around with the materials at this point and getting something that works.
It's amazing.
Like it.
Is it foam, or is it?
So this is all, some of these are 3D printed.
Wait.
That's metal?
No, it's plastic.
So that's 3D printed.
And
then this gun is fully 3D printed. These are bullets I pulled that I glued in there. And then the chest armor is formed PVC.
Okay.
So you can take thin PVC and melt it with a heat gun.
Okay.
And then form it around your body.
Would it be okay if we all got a picture together?
Sure.
Just so we could put it up on the website?
Now, so we're going to record while we're taking a picture, which is really...
All right, cool.
I totally understand why they feel the need to, like, peace bond weapons. Does it seem a little silly when you have a giant laser gun to let people know it's not real? Or do you think?
So I actually have a story about that.
Yeah?
Last year at the Penny Arcade Expo, I had the same costume on, and I had just assembled this... prop.
Uh-huh.
Went to the Hyatt to attend a panel, and the security guards actually kicked me out.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
Did you have your... Because your costume is black. Do they think you were black?
Apparently, it's very
fun. Did you explain, I'm a white guy?
I took my helmet off.
Still
come
no.
Back in, come back in.
They weren't having it.
They were freaked out about the gun, really?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah. I immediately hit back. Well, Washington State is an open carry state.
Right.
And they immediately... They
it's
immediately,
an open laser.
They were like, okay, well, now it's trespassing.
Oh, are you serious?
So they immediately escalated it.
Wow.
Oh, geez.
So are you staying there again this time?
Oh, yeah. I got escorted out.
Wow.
It was supremely embarrassing.
In your Mandalorian costume.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is low. That's a new low.
The worst part is you didn't get it like on World Star Hip Hop or anything.
Yeah.
Could someone record this, please? Because we're kicking out.
Someone take my phone from me.
We're kicking out Boba Fett for trespassing.
Oh,
that's
man.
The best. Do you get kicked?
Are arrows dangerous?
I have had occasions where they force me to take bowstring off.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then when
those aren't like real bows, are they? They're like, yes. Okay.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, but there's no arrow
so
on
there's
that.
There's no arrow.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, if we had walkers coming around, I'd want you like.
Yeah.
They're the closest to Daryl around here.
It's a dowel.
Yeah, it's a dowel.
Okay.
Like, yeah, let's take the string off. And can't, what if you grab a fork?
Right,
you
I know.
You don't know what she
it's
might do.
Yeah.
So that dowel could cause a serious bruise.
That's awesome. So what is it that make the, what's the desire to come to cons in general for you two?
Like, cosplay. What?
Cosplay?
Yeah.
Love it.
We both have pretty, you know, office jobs, and it's great to have an opportunity to do something more creative.
I agree.
It kind of sucks being surrounded by normies all the time,
right?
It's great just to get out, you know, kind of.
Yeah.
Now, with the rest of the nerds.
Does Halloween seem like weak sauce at all, or does it like does it feel like amateur night?
Kinda.
It's
yeah.
like
yeah.
for like drunks, like they must like, they look at that at St. Patty's Day. It's like
yeah.
whatever, dude. This is a way of life for me, right? Like does
I feel like cosplayers tend to tone it down for
on Halloween.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like this is what we do.
Now, do you have Halloween plans?
Not really, no.
Yeah, I think this
not
is our
this
Halloween.
Year, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the good thing about this being on a Saturday night is this is actually my first Saturday before Halloween.
Oh,
I've
yeah.
not had a party to go to, and for the people who've been hosting the Halloween party moved.
Oh no.
And they're still rebuilding the house there. And so I'm like, I just kind of realized this week, I'm like, so did all of us get too old for Halloween parties, or was I just not invited to a Halloween
probably
party?
Probably just not
so, the same question.
Yeah.
well, okay, how about Halloween? Do you give out candy, or do people come
oh,
to
yeah.
your door?
We try to give out candy.
We try to
there
give out
go.
Candy.
Yeah.
Are you,
if the children would show up, we would give them
are
candy.
Are you in Seattle?
We're in Ballard. Yeah.
Ballard, okay,
yeah.
So it's, yeah, Slim Pickens.
Yeah.
I always had the rules. I'm trying to spread the rules
okay.
for Halloween
okay.
candy. So you can implement these and might get the...
We'll see.
So like if someone... Now I usually put... Are you in an apartment or a house?
A house.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I make the house scary.
Okay.
First of all, a scary house to come up to. So if they can make it, and I've had kids not make it up to the house, they automatically get one piece of candy. Okay?
Just one?
Just one.
Hold on.
Wow.
The full size.
If they make it up, they get one piece.
Okay.
If they are in costume,
mm-hmm.
they get two.
Okay.
So and if you're dressed as a karate guy... And you, if that's your uniform, that's not costume.
Okay.
That's
okay.
just your outfit.
Yeah.
Okay? If you're dead,
mm-hmm.
you get three.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
You got to wake up. Three is, you know, dead.
Okay.
Because it's Halloween's about being dead.
Okay.
Like, for you, like okay, you'd get two because you're in costume.
But I'm alive.
But if you were a dead Merida, oh, my God. That's just the best.
All
right.
Right.
Ways.
Yeah, and if you're black, you get a full sized candy bar. No matter what. So
that's my
rules. That's the rules. I don't make them up. I mean, I do, but that's just the law.
I'm just enforcing
laws that should be there. Okay. All right.
Well, thank you guys.
Yeah, thank you so much.
What's the name of your podcast?
It's Black and a Half.
Okay.
Yeah. Black and a Half. You can check it blackandahalf.com, and you can subscribe there. This will be up Tuesday.
Awesome.
Cool.
Great to meet you.
Well,
guys.
Yeah.
Great to meet you.
Have a good one.
All right. So, yeah, it's been a great, I think it's a great one to close out on.
Yeah, I think
they're
so, too.
They're the fun couple.
Yeah.
One was Star Warsy. Got to sell my CD later.
Yeah.
Okay. but, yeah, this was great. I'm going to come back next year. I might come in costume.
There you go. Okay.
I'll be a geek girl.
Me, too.
Costume.
I'm just going to think what I'll, I don't know if I'll go
Diana
like.
Diana Ross.
Diana Ross. That would be a, or we were, we actually want to start an all black con. We want to call it Shocker Con.
Yeah.
We think it might be.
I voted for Chocolate Con, but I got knocked down to Shaka Con's good.
Shaka Con. Yeah.
Chaka Con.
Shaka Con, Chaka Con.
There's already music set up. We
yeah.
for that. So.
But
yeah.
if you haven't, make sure you check this out next year.
Yeah, check out Geek Girl Con, because it's over by the time you're listening
by
to this.
By the time you listen to this.
Plan it for your next October. Come on out to Seattle, all you listeners all over the nation. Come out to Seattle. Check out Geek Girl Con. And buy us lunch.
Yeah, we would love that.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. So we'll have a listener party for everyone that comes out. So from the Emerald City, DGirlCon, this is Black and a Half.
Black and a Half.
Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by to receive our transmission.